Across the pond, the US President Joe Biden has sent his deepest condolences. Let's go live to Washington. Our US correspondent Simon Marks joins me. Evening, Simon.
Hello, Chris. Quite a bit of news moving here now. We've just had a statement by Vice President Kamala Harris paying tribute to Prince Philip. She writes, His Royal Highness Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, led a long, remarkable life, the hallmarks of which were loyalty and service. From his decorated service in the Royal Navy during World War II to his long marriage and partnership with Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, he dedicated himself fully to his family, his country, and the Commonwealth. Whether he was promoting environmentalism or the well-being of military families, he brought a sense of profound purpose to all that he did. And the statement ends by saying, Doug and I, that's a reference to the second gentleman of the United States, Douglas Emhoff, married to Vice President Kamala Harris. Doug and I send our condolences to the royal family and the people of the United Kingdom. And within the last 30 minutes, speaking in the Oval Office, President Biden has paid personal tribute to the Duke of Edinburgh. Up until now, we'd just seen a relatively perfunctory, I think it's fair to say, statement from the White House that was issued on behalf of the Bidens. But sitting in the Oval Office within the last 30 minutes or so, the president has gone much further than his written statement.
I and the entire administration send our condolences to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. On the loss of Prince Philip, he was a heck of a guy. His lifetime of service to the United Kingdom and the whole Commonwealth was visible to everybody for a long, long time. And his bravery serving in World War II, as well as his being a champion of the environment, as well as the charitable things he set up. We really do express our condolences for an extraordinary life that was led by the prince. And I think he's going to be missed, particularly in the United Kingdom. But 99 years old, he never slowed down at all, and which I admire the devil out of.
I admired the devil out of him, said the president there at the end of that meeting. It was in the Oval Office with his economic advisers, but he made a point of starting that meeting by making that statement of tribute to the Duke of Edinburgh. In his earlier written statement, he and First Lady Jill Biden said that the Duke of Edinburgh saw our world change dramatically and repeatedly. And the statement cited the Duke's public service during World War II, his 73 years alongside the Queen, and his entire life in the public eye. We've also seen statements today from former presidents, and an absolutely fulsome, beautifully written and deeply personal tribute that has come from former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama. And I think it's important to put all of this into context, because this is America's first black president paying tribute to the Duke of Edinburgh just a matter of weeks after the Duchess of Sussex, of course, accused the royal family of racism in that interview with Oprah Winfrey that aired here in the United States and then around the world. In his statement today, President Obama says that when he first met Prince Philip and the Queen, they had already been on the world stage for more than half a century, welcoming leaders like Churchill and Kennedy, Mandela and Gorbachev. As two Americans unaccustomed to palaces and pomp, we didn't know what to expect. The statement goes on, we shouldn't have worried. The Queen and Prince Philip immediately put us at ease with their grace and generosity. And then the statement turns to this notion of just how much history the Duke of Edinburgh witnessed. Like the Queen, Prince Philip saw world wars and economic crises come and go. The radio gave way to the television and the television to the internet, and through it all, he helped provide steady leadership and guiding wisdom. It has long been said that the United States and Great Britain have a special relationship, one that has been maintained and strengthened not just by presidents and prime ministers, but by the royal family that has outlasted them all. That statement from Barack Obama and Michelle Obama, a fulsome tribute too from former President Donald Donald Trump, who called the Duke of Edinburgh a man who embodied the noble soul and proud spirit of the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth. He says, "We saw firsthand," that of course a reference to his state visit to the UK, "how the monarchy epitomises and carries on the virtues of the British people, and no one did so more than Prince Philip. This is an irreplaceable loss for Great Britain and all who hold dear our civilization." And as we said before, Chris, we're keeping an eye on the west coast of the United States to see if there's any movement from the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. They've put a statement out and put a graphic on the homepage of their website for the Archwell Foundation that reads simply, "In loving memory of His Royal Highness the Duke of Edinburgh, thank you for your service. You will be greatly missed." And there is obviously tremendous interest here and there in whether either or both of the Sussexes make a return visit to the UK for the funeral or in its immediate aftermath.
All right, Simon, thank you very much for that update. That's our Washington correspondent Simon Marks there for us live from the US. More from Simon throughout the evening.
This is LBC News.
Thanks for listening to Simon Marks reporting. And if you like what you heard, click the subscribe button and come back soon for more. And I'd love it if you'd give me a review. Those can be hugely helpful in spreading the word. Thanks a lot. More from me soon.